From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama is heading to a gathering of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations in Laos Monday, becoming the first sitting U.S. president to visit the country. During the summit, Mr. Obama may meet Philippines President Rodrigo Duterte, who on Monday warned the U.S. president not to question him about extrajudicial killings in his country and a crackdown on drug trafficking.
We will always assert the need to have due process and to engage in that fight against drugs in a way that's consistent with basic international norms. And so, undoubtedly, if and when we have a meeting, that this is something that's going to be brought up.
Mr. Obama responding to Duterte's comments before leaving China, where he attended the G20 summit. Also, before leaving China, President Obama said he had a productive talk with his Russian counterpart, Vladimir Putin, on Syria. But the two sides have yet to reach an agreement on a ceasefire deal that would allow more humanitarian aid to the war-ravaged country. President Obama says he instructed Secretary of State John Kerry to keep working at discussions with the Russians about Syria. U.S. and Russian military officials have been meeting for weeks to try and work out terms of the deal. Previous ceasefire agreements have failed to last for long as both back opposite sides in the five-year Syrian war. A partially built parking garage has collapsed in Israel, injuring 18 people, trapping at least three others. There was no immediate reports of fatalities in Israel. We'll keep you abreast of the very latest as this story continues to unfold. This is VOA News. Japan is announcing North Korea's firing.